love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Tuesday. Steve Sippel, Jake Swartz, and Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers in the wonderful Stone Building. Yes, it's stone. What's happening today with Chin Daddy in Creighton, Bill?
It's Trapeze Tuesday.
No, it's not.
It's Trapeze Tuesday.
No, it can't be.
You've heard of the Flying Walindas. It's the Flying Shalindas.
Shalinda.
And they have the trapezes set up. Steve Schindler will be doing a trapeze act.
That's some fitness right there.
And it's not even a show. It's just going on all day. So you just walk in and you'll see Steve swinging and several of the Schindlers swinging and some of the workers, too.
Look like it up there. Leotards.
They'll be in leotards. Yes, they will be. They'll be in a high flying act.
He's got to be in leotards.
Leotards. Yes, and he'll be doing. You know, you have to swing from one to the other and grab
He can do that.
He can do that. Oh yeah, he does it all the time.
Does Laura participate?
What's that?
Is Laura?
What's that?
Not Laura. Your
Tamara will be a participant. Yes,
the Tamara.
Yeah, she'll also be up there. The flying
up
Shalindas.
There. Like where is up?
How
there?
High are they?
Well, pretty high. They're pretty high like that. But this. The whole time, don't be alarmed. All of a sudden, those come whipping past you, and they're just doing different stunts. And
I will be alarmed.
Like a kick to the head, possibly.
There's a chance of that. But imagine coming in and just seeing that. Just all of a sudden, it's like, what's going on up here? Well, they got the trapeze act going. Who is it? It's Shin Daddy, the Flying Shalindas.
Yesterday was watch your step.
The beam.
You had to walk across the balance beam.
So there's
fitness going on up there. It's kind of a circus act going on up there right now. Which is incredible times.
Oh, God.
So they'll be up there all day.
This is indoors.
Indoors. It's set up indoors. There's
I don't even
four
know
four trapeze
say.
Set up.
What would you do if you walked in?
You know how they first
there's
start?
A big man. He's big.
Going this way.
Just all of a sudden, imagine the speed he comes down with when he comes whipping down.
Shinny's a big dude.
Woo!
Make way! Make,
coming in hot!
All day. His arms will be just
I'd like to have
shot.
That. Can I please have that in hundreds and twenties? Whoa!
Oh,
Shin Daddy, if I took the...
He starts
laughing. Probably a chance they fall at some point, right?
There's a chance they got mats down. They'll be okay. They got those little ladders they climb up. You have to kind of inch to go up to where they... Remember the little platforms you stand, the little round platforms that are attached to the bar? Shin Daddy's up there all of a sudden, whoa!
Just all day.
All day long.
Just a big dude big swinging through the bank.
Can his arms hold up all day for that? That's a lot of arm strength.
He's fit. He's very fit.
So anyway.
And Tamara's fit.
Yes. They'll be in leotards. I was going to use the word tights. You went with leotards.
That's better, yeah.
That'll be kind
imagine,
of fun.
Imagine this morning. Where are my leotards?
Big day for you.
They're warming up right now. Doing some stretching.
Trapeze Tuesday, Trapeze Midwest
Tuesday. Trapeze Tuesday. I never saw
people
that one
flying
coming.
Through the air at Midwest Bank.
Whoa!
The Schindlers.
The Flying Walindas equals the Flying Shalindas. Whoa!
All day long.
Banking will continue.
They would deserve some beverages after that. Their arms would be very sore tonight. But it should be fun
They
time.
Will.
Thank you to Midwest Bank for sponsoring Hour 2 and Shin Daddy for always every day entertaining us.
Thank you, Shin Daddy.
By the way, before we move on, Sip told us something during the break I almost could not believe.
Yeah, this did throw us. Let's address this.
Sip is, what, you're 59? Is that right, Sip?
But where are you going with this?
You lived in the state for a long time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're not going with the bag thing.
No. Okay. You told me that you have set foot into Shields one time in your life. Yeah, I don't know how that's possible.
Not in Lincoln. Is in Omaha.
Once. Shields. One time.
Yeah. You haven't been to
the Midwest Sports Store.
You've never been to Lincoln Shields.
Mm-mm.
Really?
No, 100% no.
Is this not earth-shattering?
Why is that so earth-shattering?
That's odd to me.
I go to Dickies.
What's that?
That'd be Dick's, not Dickies. Yeah. That'd be Dick's Sport. Dickies was a barbecue restaurant that's closed down. That's Dick's.
I go to Dickies. Sporting. What is that?
Dick's. This is a mall.
Yeah, Dick's Sporting. You've not been to Lincoln Shields ever.
But I went to Shields, and they had the big, in Omaha, they had the big.
The Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
They have that in Lincoln, too.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And Dick's doesn't carry, like, the hunting gear and fishing and stuff like that. I'm not down on Dick's either. I'm saying there's just a difference of why you would go to another one.
Yeah. I don't know.
I thought it was somewhat odd.
I think that it.
Is it really odd?
You've lived here your entire life. I'm just stunned you've never set
foot
in the Lincoln
Shield. I've not lived here
my
entire life.
Most of it. You grew up in Columbus, you're a GI, but you've been in Lincoln for 30 plus years.
I would say Shields is the most popular store in Lincoln.
Jeez.
That's why it's stuck.
If they come to town, if you whip into town from Fullerton, chances are like people said, let's stop at Shields.
What would be in that conversation?
State basketball is crazy.
Scott says, what's wrong with Sip? How is that possible?
State basketball, it's crazy
it's a zoo.
In there.
It's a zoo.
Everyone that comes into town for state basketball, state wrestling, well, wrestling's in Omaha, sorry. But
it's okay.
But they would anybody that comes to town for an event, they go to Shields.
What is it? What's another one that would?
And what would be the next? What would be a store that'd be comparable?
Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's would be one that'd be popular
down there in South Point. You mean?
No, as far as what would be a store you must go to, not a restaurant, not a dining facility.
I don't.
Trader Joe's is right by Shields too.
Yeah. Oh,
you do two for. You know, knock it
I don't
out
know
right
what you would say. Like, hey, listen, we have to go to
TJ Maxx.
TJ Maxx, maybe.
Probably not.
I don't know. Like I don't know.
Shields would be the lead store.
Yeah, it's hard to get past Shields.
That'd be the lead store like that.
I was just surprised you never set foot there.
Jake, do we have any breaking news on who might come in tomorrow?
I'm glad you asked that.
Well, we got somebody coming in.
Yeah, we got some breaking news there. Yeah, tomorrow at this time, Bill, who is going to be in studio with the stool?
The leader of the state. The governor.
Holy
God. The governor will be in to see us tomorrow.
Holy God.
Governor Pillen.
Sit right here.
Okay.
He's sitting right there. We've had him on the show a couple times.
It'll be an honor. He's from Columbus.
He's from Columbus. Another one of the Columbus,
famous,
pillars. He'd be a
Columbus.
Pillar. Would he not be a pillar also?
Oh, yeah. The governor is a pillar. Yeah.
He's a pillar. He's from Columbus.
He will be here at 7:30.
What's that? 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock tomorrow.
We'll have questions for him.
There'll be questions for him at that.
He likes to talk about football, right?
Oh, loves talking about football. Yes. This will be a fun conversation. He's been on once or twice.
I think just once.
Maybe just one time, but he's coming back. He listens to the show regularly.
Hmm.
And so it's kind of interesting. So the governor will be on tomorrow. If people want to tune in for that.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
We'll talk some Husker football.
Husker football.
I don't know any issues to really grill him on.
Is there anything political you want to hit him with?
I'll look.
Come up with something like that. No, it'll be a fun conversation. It'll be a fun conversation with Governor Pillen.
Wow.
Yep. Excited to have him on.
Former DB.
Yes, former DB
Columbus
at Nebraska.
Native.
Yes.
Wow.
We'll be sitting in there tomorrow, this time.
Might talk
be
some pork, maybe.
I love this.
Might talk some pork. And so
this is good.
Yeah, so it'll be
Thank
a lot
you,
of fun.
Bill. Thank you for that breaking news.
Looking forward to seeing Governor Pillen here
tomorrow.
I
missed it last time because of the food poisoning situation.
That's right, you did.
You weren't here for it.
Yeah, he had a serious bout of food poisoning that happened overnight.
Will you be here tomorrow?
That was the Wichita one, right?
I don't know. Will you be here tomorrow, you think, Steve?
Yes, as far as I know.
Breaking news. Steve will be here tomorrow.
All I know is, you were fighting food poisoning badly. Yeah. You were hurting that day, so you missed the show, but... We'll see Governor Pillen here tomorrow.
The governor.
He'll be here.
He has security. I always like that. That's pretty impressive. Oh, it's impressive.
They come in this room?
No, they're not in this room.
No, he sits outside.
They're right outside, but they come in with him. There's security.
Multiple people.
Yes.
That's one or two, A couple guys, I think. 464-5685, call or text as always. I was reading
what's going on?
ESPN had a little list yesterday of impatient fan bases. 11 schools. Nebraska was not one of them. So here is the tiers they had for this year in terms of the impatience for these schools. There's a tier called the big money investors for NIL need a playoff run, title or bust, and hot seat coaches. That's where we, okay. how we address the impatient fan bases. And here's the ones that were in the big money investors. So we need it now. Miami, LSU, Oklahoma, and Texas Tech. Impatient, according to ESPN.
That's the big money team.
Yes,
I'm going to push back on the impatience on Texas Tech. They've never been a real factor as far as like in the playoffs or a shot. But I will say this. Their expectations are extremely high. I don't know if their fan base is like or bust, but they do expect. I think one thing you could say is I don't know if they expect the playoffs, but I think they expect 9 wins.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
And 9 wins gives you a shot at the playoffs, sure. Obviously. But I think they expect 9. That's how I would look at it. The other ones, name them off again.
Miami.
100%.
LSU.
100%.
And Oklahoma.
100%. And also, Oklahoma is on a heavy hot seat, obviously. That would be that's just natural.
Could be in two tiers. Yeah, the hot seat and the big money tier.
Yes, they could make both. But no, I agree with that. 100% with LSU. They've went all in on this team. And they return a veteran quarterback that everyone feels that he's in the conversation for the best quarterback in the country. He's definitely in the conversation.
Oh, yes.
Whether he is
or not,
you know, he's in the conversation for best in the country. And then Miami has just been – they had the number one pick in the draft last year and didn't make it. And so had a chance to beat Syracuse late, didn't get it done. You know, they had almost the epic fail at Cal. So, yeah, very interesting. There's no doubt about
that. Also spent a lot of money on Carson Beck, and I'm not sure how the fan base feels about that compared to Cam Ward.
Yeah, I would have.
I don't know the actual money, but I know he got a lot of money to go to Miami.
The question would be, is he the first pick in the draft?
Last year
they had the first pick in the draft.
Yep.
And also pretty impressive. When you watch Cam Ward play last year, and I've watched a few clips of him in camp this year, it's pretty impressive.
Well,
he's going to be the starter, I'm assuming, with the Titans.
Yeah. Yes, he is, because Will Levis is out for the season. They've already pretty much said he's going to be the starter this year.
Wow.
Cam Ward.
Levis is out for the whole season?
Yes, shoulder surgery. It happened like last week or 2 weeks ago. They announced he's going to miss the entire season. His shoulder looked just completely messed up. So he's out for the season.
But anyway, yes, 100% on those. And here's the interesting part is fan base, Miami. You better be really good to interest him. They don't show up. That's just the facts. It's not like, well, this is like just you making a statement here, or this is your judgment. No, it's just the facts. They don't show up. They don't get fans. And unless it's just, if it's Notre Dame going to Miami on a certain night, be pretty good. Things aren't great. I mean, just go back and watch their attendance. They don't fill the place up. They're, you know, the I don't know how far apart the school is from the Hard Rock, but it's, 20, 30 miles from where they play at.
I think so.
And Miami's a very small private school.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, incredible tradition. They've done a lot of great things. But it's not a place where you go, it's like, oh, man, this is the fan base that they might care a lot, but they don't show up a lot.
The second tier here with two teams that need a playoff run is Florida and USC in terms of impatient fan bases. Now, Lincoln Riley at USC has not done what people thought he would do there. We know that. Florida... The schedule's been brutal. This year and last year, brutal. Billy Napier, of course, fighting, and they've, you know, Lagway was impressive to end the season last year, but if they are playoff or bust, basically, that's rough for Florida.
I don't know if they're playoff or bust, because I still think there's no way that Napier gets let go at 8-4.
Need a playoff run, Florida.
That was the tears they had in terms of impatience for the fan bases.
And I believe in most publications that USC is what, 8th to 9th?
Yes, they're like middle of the pack at best in the Big Ten.
Yeah, so they don't even feel like they said right now the preseason is they're nowhere close to a run to make that. Now the only thing they have going for them is I think right now they're ranked at one, maybe two in recruiting. Mm-hmm. They've recruited very well, but you still have to sign them. Mm-hmm. These are just commitments; they're not signed. So I think there's some future there. They didn't change. They stayed with Maeva at quarterback. So it'll be very interesting. But no, do they? I tell you one thing: they can't be is 6-6. I mean,
what happens?
I still think it's so monstrous. I don't know what you do.
What's monstrous?
I mean, it's probably still in the
90 million.
It's what you think about that.
It's 90 million. That's the problem. That's Lincoln Riley's bio.
So that's a problem. And so with them, if they're 8-4 and look better, they're not going to do anything.
I wouldn't think so.
It's going to take a lot for them to have to do anything. But for someone to come up with that, that's a lot of money.
$90 million.
Speaking of.
Yeah.
Hot seat, guys. Go ahead.
Next up, one team in the title or bust, that's Penn State. Penn State, of course, last year was a semifinalist, lost to Notre Dame in the playoff. I think it led by 10 points twice in that game and blew it. But that's a team, obviously, that expects to win the Big Ten. And they were right there last year in terms of potentially being in the national championship and fell short to Notre Dame. So,
God, that's where you want to be, though, title or bust.
I tell you what,
that's a good spot to be, right?
If you don't want to live in that life, then that's not a good fan.
Yeah, what do you want?
Give me that life.
You want that life of like, no, you need to win it all. Mm. Now, you return all these players. You were really good. All these guys are back. But it's the first time that Penn State is really in that spot. I mean, before in the Big Ten, it's always been like, yes, Penn State, we love them. You take them over Ohio State? Nah, probably not. Over Michigan? Not so fast. So now they are the one. And so it'd be very interesting to see. And like you said, you go through their schedule. It's not a lot. I mean, it's not a lot. Their first three games are basically layup wins.
For Penn State.
Yeah. And so they're going to be in a great spot. But it is. It is. And if that, for some reason, that team goes 9-3, it'll be ugly. Trouble.
Disappointing.
I mean, it'll be beyond ugly. To be honest with you, 10-2, they'll be pushing the envelope of not being happy with him. They've got to be in the Big Ten championship game.
They wouldn't fire him, would they?
That'd
be stupid.
No, they wouldn't. They would not fire him. But it just, but that's a. I think they are in that spot. What else you got, Jake?
The last four, the hot seat coaches in terms of impatient fan bases. Four teams here: Florida State, Wisconsin, Auburn, and Alabama. In the impatient fan bases,
say it again, please.
This is the hot seat coaches for impatient fan bases. Florida State, Wisconsin, Auburn, and Alabama per ESPN in this article.
Pretty fair. I can see it with Auburn as they are, but they are heavily touted to be very good. Wisconsin, if that's the case, they're in the worst shape because their schedule is absolutely brutal. If you just go through their October schedule, I mean, it's absolutely brutal, the four teams they play in a row. And so that's the hardest one. You're a long ways off on Alabama. Not a long ways off, but I'd say Alabama would be last of that group. Yes, they're impatient. I get that part, but I don't see that quite as crazy. And what was the other one? I already did Auburn.
Florida State.
I don't know. Like I said, that thing took such an odd turn last year, but I can see him being very.
His buyout's $63 million.
Norvell is?
Yeah. 63. I don't know how you fire him.
No.
Nearly in the playoff team. 2 years ago, 2-win team last season. I mean, the fallout was bizarre last year for Florida State. DJ didn't work out there at quarterback. Got hurt anyways.
Killed him.
Yeah.
Killed him. He was terrible.
They go to Ireland.
He's a dead fish.
Lose off the bat. Yeah, he just wasn't good.
Oh, open up at home against Alabama. There's so many must-see games to start the season off. And I just praise those schools that are playing in those games. Because thank you. What if everyone's just selected not to play in those games?
Yeah.
Just say, we're going to go. What? Imagine kicking the season off and we don't have one game. Mm. You're going like, that's even worth watching. You're going like, really? Well, let's see. That's a good Nevada team. You know, that's traveling to Penn State or wherever.
That's 45.5 point.
Yeah, 45.5 points. Like, no, thank you for those teams that are playing those games. Because I tell you what, all of us in this room are very excited to see those games.
I'm excited.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, whoever loses those games will get buried for a while. They'll get buried. Clemson, LSU. Whoever loses for about 4 or 5 weeks will get buried. Mm. Just like, they're off. Then they'll rally back. Florida State, Alabama, someone's getting buried. They'll rally back. Doesn't kill their season at all. Doesn't do that.
Oh, God.
Texas, Florida Ohio State.
If Florida State beats Alabama, DeBoer, it'll get hot.
It'd be really hot.
Yeah. DeBoer's got a lot of pressure.
Alabama has to thank a lot to the quarterback at Florida State. They're very happy that he made the statements of, you know, Saban's not here to save you. You know, we're here. That was a good thing for Alabama. That they were already locked in pretty good. I'm not really big into hype or into some sort of crazy emotion that changes. But it does. It does help you a little bit, especially when it comes out about 2 months before for kickoff. Perfect. So it gives you gives you 2 months to be like, all right, here we go. Let's see if we can get after him a little bit. I love these lists.
Nebraska not in the impatient fan base list.
I think they would be though.
It's been a long time for Nebraska. I think they'd be in some of these tiers, but maybe not.
Probably 1 year away from real impatience.
On the cusp of impatience. But there you go. 11 teams in there. Different tiers. Thanks to ESPN for some off-season.
God, that's good stuff.
When we come back, a little look at Nebraska's offensive line next, an early break in the ticket.